Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, our question comes from Emma Abel, a mechanical engineering student at Brown. She says,
is it worth your time and money to offset your carbon?
We had Colleen Keenan and Dana Altamy look into this question. Welcome, Colleen and Dana.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what are carbon offsets anyway?
All right, let's start with the first word, carbon. This refers to the carbon dioxide emissions that help create climate change. Carbon offsets are designed to compensate for the emissions we already create.
Emma is looking into offsets because she does her best to reduce her emissions.
But there's some things I will still do that will, you know, put carbon in the atmosphere.
Emma flies to London and back twice a year to see her family.
So if Emma wanted to use carbon offsets to cancel out the impact of her flights, how would she do that?
The way it works is she would calculate the emissions she created flying to London. You can do this with an online calculator.
And then she would pay an organization to do something that reduces the amount of carbon in the air or prevents about the same amount of carbon emission.
So after Emma flies to London, she might pay someone to plant a bunch of trees or help build a wind farm?
Exactly.
How should Emma decide which carbon offsets to buy?
It's a bit of a wild west out there. Some carbon offset programs make promises to offset tons of carbon for just a couple of dollars.
It can be tough to verify if these offsets are actually doing anything.
But there are well-verified, reputable programs. Gold Standard is probably the best known.
So what's the takeaway here? Should Emma invest in carbon offset projects?
So offsets make sense as a short-term solution for things like flights, when there isn't an emissions-free alternative.
But for emissions from activities like driving a car, your money is better spent investing in a more fuel-efficient or electric vehicle.
You could also just try to drive less.
Great. Thanks, Colleen and Dana. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.